Okay. And I guess before you moved into your location over there, what was the condition of Rosewood, and what made you kind of want to open up on here?
Rosewood's been kind of rejuvenating, or, you know, people have been renovating probably for the last 10, 15 years. It's kind of coming back from what it was back in the late 70s, early 80s. I just needed something to invest in, and I knew the area well, so.
How was it back then? Describe a little bit how it was.
Well, I'd say in the 70s it was a little before my time, but it was more bars and nightlife. And then I'd say in the 80s, that started going away, you know. And so, a lot of people used to be, when you mentioned Rosewood, they would think of a blighted area, you know, not real desirable. They improved Henley Homes, which they knocked that down and turned it residential, so that helped out a lot. I think, you know, maybe part of it is a lot of the Rosewood people that live in Rosewood now is more homeowners. Even though there's a lot of rental, I think there's more homeowners now than there is rentals, as it, you know, used to be back in the 80s. So people probably have more pride for their property than maybe a renter would.
And what made you want to open up a deli?
Well, I bought the building as an investment, and I told my wife that if we couldn't find someone to put in some type of deli, that we would do it. And that's how we came up with the deli. I mean, our goal was quality food and quality service. You know, we didn't really consider price being an issue, or how fast or how slow you got your food. As long as the quality was good and the service was good, people would come back. And it's been there, I think this is the 8th year. I think we're going on 8 years now, so.
Now, why the name Fifth Avenue? Because every time, I'm a New Yorker, and every time I think of Fifth Avenue, I guess assume that people are talking about the
Fifth Avenue. Okay, when I bought the property, on my deed, it said formerly Fifth Avenue, Rosewood Drive, formerly Fifth Avenue. So that's how we came up with the name Fifth Avenue.
Right, so I guess it's kind of, just trying to take it back to its old.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't want to call it Rosewood Deli or, you know, Sandy's Deli or anything like that. We wanted it to have its own identity, so that was just a good. And at the same time, it pops a question up, just like you. You're not the first one to ask that question, so it does. You know, people ask the question, "Where'd you come up with Fifth Avenue?" Because Fourth Avenue would be that way, Third, Second, and First, in that direction.
So you talked about how it has its own unique personality, or how you wanted to kind of give it its own individuality. How did you do that? Did you do it through the menu, or through the?
My wife came up with the idea of naming the sandwiches after streets, and then we started naming some after people that came up with the sandwich. The fact that it's off the beaten path, I mean, you got to walk upstairs to get to it. You know, once we move here, you won't have to. But, I mean, something's got to be right for people to go out of the way. It's inconvenient. It's not easy to find. We just wanted to make sure people enjoyed the food. That was really most important, and the service. You know, most of the girls know, if you're a regular, they know what you're going to eat.
I guess because you're moving into a whole new building and moving into a larger space, it's apparent that you guys have been pretty successful. What do you think has been the key to that?
Quality and service. That's it. I mean, just quality and service.